Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Everybody, welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on BBSRadio.com. We're on station one tonight, and we are going to do Q&A this evening. So if you have any questions, if they're real short, you can type those into the fast chat. Otherwise, if you would send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, that would be great. Today's Wednesday, August 21st, 2013. So Ron, do you want to come on and fire up the light beam for everybody?
Okay, here we go, everybody. Here comes the light beam. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. So here we go. And let's bring in some energy here to maybe wake everybody up. So let's bring in some electric energy, life force energy here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. I don't know if that helped much or not, but we'll see. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so not seeing anything on the fast chat yet. I'm just looking through the questions here. Nothing new on CLS questions yet, so let's see, you've got one Sunday left for the intensive this month, August. So people can still, you can still sign up for that if you haven't already and enjoy the last Sunday 8-hour healing call. Do you want to talk about that at all, Ron, while we wait for some questions to come in?
Yeah, so it's a wonderful call. It gets rid of alien critters, and they come out of your body. We'll do one right now. We'll take one out of your eyes. So here we go. We'll see what it looks like here. It looks like a little worm. So if you're wormy, here they go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, and it's coming out. Nine and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 9 and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, let's see. So, Wednesday, you just did a healing call today. Ron, maybe you want to go over the weekday calls real quick for anyone that hasn't been on those yet. If they're not able to do the intensives that run through the month, there are the weekday calls that Ron does, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. So, you want to just run over those real quick, Ron? I think you've got me on mute.
So on the Tuesday calls that we have is energetic cording release. Wednesday, which is today, we did about 30 minutes of lightship healing, and then we do water activation for 7 days of the week. Normally people get a gallon of water. And then from there, tomorrow, which will be Thursday, we do the alien critters, which are, in a sense, the replicas of us on timelines. And the way that works, if you have a concern, let's say that you have a sore foot. Well, you're probably duplicated maybe on, say, 500 or 1,000 timelines of the sore foot. You get rid of the timelines, and all of a sudden your foot feels better. That's the way that sort of works. That calls tomorrow. And then Friday we do entities, and those are emotional bodies that come into us to cause us havoc and pain and harm, and take us into an experience that we may not wish to encounter. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, we have a question over at CLS Questions. Please ask Ron this. Okay, so I planned a fun short trip that I've been looking forward to. Then I injured my ankle and couldn't walk on it, and I'm still in bad shape. Did the aliens cause this?
Well, it sounds like it's possibly a self-sabotage program. Boy. That's too bad. Let's see here. Well, I would say that it was, it almost feels like it was connected to you through timelines. So that's the way I would look at it. It's probably a timeline issue. So I would just do some clearing of timelines. Well, that gets to be, and maybe it could be that, the problematic, whatever it is, clearing, I never get the name right. Systematic, problematic.
Recurring events and problematic situations.
We should have just called it the clearing. Should happen clearing. That would be more in line. I'm sure everybody's laughing, but that's what it is. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Okay. I'm trying to quickly just read through this before I read it out. Okay. All right. So this lady says, I was sitting on my front lawn watching a bunny resting on the front lawn. Oh, no. I was sitting on my front step. Sorry. Watching a bunny resting on the front lawn. My neighbor from across the street appeared and walked very close to the rabbit over my yard to reach another location. The rabbit didn't move. And the neighbor didn't seem to notice the rabbit or me. The neighbor's movements were robotic, and when I approached the bunny rabbit with the same distance as the neighbor, it ran off. So her question is, was I watching two different timelines?
Wow, that's good. Boy, you hit the nail on the head, I think. Yes, I would say so. I would say that that's what happened.
So when someone's in that kind of situation, Ron, what should we do about that if we don't want to be viewing two? Does it matter?
Just know that, that's kind of what you're seeing. It's hard to say, what to say about that. You know, it may sound just weird that, you could be viewing two things at once. So, but things happen that way. Just think when they drop a car next to you or, you don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, things happen, and you're kind of confused. So, we've talked about this. If you haven't seen that, the truck scenario, the cargo truck, the semi with it being lifted up in the air on YouTube in Germany, if you're new to our program, and if you're old to the program and you haven't heard us talk about it, just go into YouTube right now and click it on there. Lo and behold, you're going to go, wow. So that one, maybe the truck was too heavy to go too far up. So, but they didn't empty the cargo. So the alien got whatever was in there, and then they dropped it back down again. I guess it, just barely missed a car, too. But watch that, and you can see what they're doing. But remember, almost all of the aliens that you see and that we talk about are the invisible ones. So, that's what we talk about mainly here, are the invisible ones. Everybody else talks about the ones that they see in sightings and everything else, which is probably, 1% of the ones that are dealing with you, facing with you. So, that's kind of how you need to look at it, is what are they doing to you and everything else. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Okay, next question is, what healings do you recommend or what healing do you recommend for clearing religious people from our lives?
Well, we got that religious indoctrination clearing. That's for yourself if you sort of got connected. We got the dark side practitioner clearing. So those people, if you know their name, it's that one. From there, the takeoff would be them doing the prayer work, which is maybe the spell stuff on you, maybe, as they're trying to connect you to something. But mainly, then we have a God clearing. So there's quite a few which you may want to check out. Visit member. You never want to go outside of yourself to bring energies in because it may not be good for you. So back to you, Carrie.
But what about the religious people? If the religious people are not yourself, they're people around you, your friends, your family. I mean, some of what you just covered.
That'd be the dark side practitioner, probably, is what I would get into.
Okay.
Okie
dokie.
That's all you could do, I think.
Okay, so next question is about entities. So when we do the entity clearing or when they leave, what fills the space that they were in?
Ah, good question. Automatically, you're having either yourself brought back, if you're available, or it is space holders, which do nothing for you, just hold space. So under, let's just say, under most conditions, so we'll look on the positive aspect here. Under most conditions, most time, your spirit got forced out of your body, and it's just hanging around. It's outside of you and waiting to come back in. Well, it cannot come back in, you know, with an entity. And so you get rid of the entity, it'll automatically come back in. Now, if for some reason the entity is taking up space where you were abducted, then at that point a space holder would come back into you. But you can do, you know, the spirit infusion, and if there's no more spirit to go into that place, then it would be, you know, space holders. Well, that's a very good question. So thank you for the question, whoever sent that. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. All right. There were a couple of testimonials. Manny, what was Manny saying about looking younger? Let me go back a page here. Manny says, my face is looking younger since I've been doing the timeline crashes. Maybe you can type in what you've been timeline crashing, Manny. That would be interesting. I'm sure lots of people would be interested in that. Let's see. Janice is asking for a sample of Touching Humans Release. So maybe stuff we've picked up from touching people, I guess that would be. I think that's what you mean, Janice.
That's what it sounds like to me. So.
She's got something on her right shoulder. Sorry, I just realized that.
Okay, here we go. So one. Two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. So let's see if that helps out there.
Okay, thank you. Manny has an interesting question. Now, Manny is in England and is wondering about the Loch Ness Monster in Scotland. Wants to ask if the Loch Ness Monster is connected to aliens.
Boy, I would say that it would be an alien life form. I think it feels pretty peaceful to me. So, you know, there are life forms here that, you know, really don't cause too much harm, even though they're alien. So, but to me, it feels very peaceful. So I would say it would be alien. But that doesn't necessarily, you know, mean that it's a bad one.
Yeah.
You know, if you feel the energy on it, you know, it does feel very calm. And, you know, it just feels like a very gentle energy here. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. Do we want any callers tonight, Ron? I'm getting a little low on questions at the moment. So if you have any questions, do please send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Janice, if you want to let us know if Ron pulled that thing off your right shoulder, that would be great. And I'm trying to get back into CLS questions right now, see if there's anything new. It's having trouble loading, I'm afraid. Maybe you can do a little sample of a couple of clearings, Ron, while I try and get this loaded up again.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. Let's see what you might like. Let's see here. Well, we'll do one for inside of your mouth, gums and teeth, etc. Here we go. So if you have any poisons in there, situations like that, we'll see if we can help you out. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Somebody was asking if you know the dates yet for the September intensives. Do you know, have you set those yet?
Yeah, let me just check here.
Okay, thanks.
It should be starting, we go up to the 29th. So the Sundays would be 15, 22, 29. And so that means that it would start on a Saturday on the 14th.
Okay. Okay, great. So that's September. So that's up on the website yet, but as soon as it is, you can go ahead and grab that for the whole month. So we have a death barcode question, Ron, and my beeping. I'm just going to wait because the call waiting comes. Okay. So if we have to clear another death barcode that was put on us after we finished the clearing originally, you know, let's say you told us we had four death barcodes and we cleared them and then a year went by and somehow we got another one on us, which occasionally happens to a few people now and then. Do we start at the beginning or clear where we left off? So let's say I had done four and then I got another one. Would I start by, you know, in the drop-down box doing five, or would I just start with one?
Yeah, just do one, because that's the new one that's come on. So one would be fine. Start off with one, and that should get off the new one that you have on you.
Okay.
Another very good question. So that's great.
Okay, thank you. So, Ron, I know I'm not dead sure on the dates, but I think you have them. Your next expo coming up in New York, and for those of us on the West Coast, just to let you know, there is no October Conscious Life Expo this year. They're just going to be doing the February ones from now on. But Ron will be in New York in October. and do you have those dates, Ron?
Yeah, it starts on Friday the 25th. And then it goes through Saturday, Sunday. So that's when it is. October 25th is when it starts. And I have two lectures, and I have a workshop this time. And if you're listening in the back, from back east right now, we're going to be doing the energy work with getting you codes off of you to be a money magnet. So that'll be interesting. And also the Jewish money code. So except time permits. So anyway, I guess back to you, Carrie.
We have Mary on line one.
Okay. All right. We have a caller. Are you there on the line?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, I wanted to share a problem with Ron and Carrie in the group tonight. That say that a relative doesn't talk to you and you write him letters, And then pretty soon you feel rejection. And then later on you feel a morbid feeling that your life is falling apart, because that's the effect of the cause. And this problem is in the present moment. It's not a past thing. It's a present moment thing. And then if you have the attitude, well, and then he's thinking to himself, or he's saying, well, I want to reject him because I want him to run after me so I can have power over him. Well, if you know that, then the normal thing to do would be, I think, to say, well, if he doesn't want to talk to me, I don't want to talk to him either, because I don't want to get into an emotional problem with myself. So I would cut it off if that's the case, and I would be at peace with myself, stay in my heart. But I wouldn't get involved if there's a cause and then an effect where you have a morbid feeling over that, because that's going to take a toll on your happiness and your feelings and your wellness in your life. Does Ron have a comment about that?
Well, yeah, I would say that, you know, just keep yourself, you know, whatever you're doing is fine, you know, for yourself. And if nobody wants to talk to you, or you're trying to find a relative or somebody that you wonder why they're not communicating with you, then I wouldn't put any energy onto it whatsoever. Just let it go.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, then if you start thinking about it, then you're going to be tied into the emotions. And you know where that goes. So I wouldn't even bother dealing with something if you got to worry about somebody else's situations or problems of why they're not connecting with you. Remember, what they think of you is like nobody's business, and what you think of them is nobody's business. So, you know, just allow yourself to be calm, and if they don't want to talk to you, and that's the history that they have, just let it die. You know, just let them do what they're doing, so that otherwise you're going to be pulled into the drama and trauma of what's happening, and I'm sure nobody wants to do that, especially with relatives. So, you know, that's what I think a lot of people do. As you start working more on yourself, and then you realize that there's so much weird stuff out there, and people are doing strange things, and they're doing that all the time, going outside of themselves, you start finding that your friends and people around you, they're kind of dropping off. And you may start to feel a little bit lonely because you're out of the drama and trauma of these people's lives. And I think a lot of people start to feel that way, but they do feel better. So that's kind of what I think a lot of people are experiencing, is that the people around them may not agree with what they're doing. You know, people want to become, you know, just at peace with themselves, and other people stir up stuff, so you don't want to have them in your life to cause that situation or problem. So, do you have anything to add to that, Carrie?
No, I think that's good, Ron. How about you, Larry?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good to me. Stay clear of a conflict and drama, because it'll take you in and give you some tumultuous situations and roller coaster rides that you don't want to be on, and stay clear of that, stay away from that, because that's unhealthy, and that's not good for you, that's not good for your emotions, your happiness, your well-being. I would definitely stay away from that, and I would wholeheartedly agree with that.
Yep, so just stay peaceful, and remember, people like to draw other people into their situations and dramas to get energy. And just walk away, Renee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank
yeah.
you for calling, Larry.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just, as I'm finding and looking at, you know, more people and stuff as they come to the expos and things, that's seems to be pretty common with most of them now. I'll see them maybe once or twice a year, and they'll say, you know, Ron, I did some clearings, and I'm finding myself getting more distant to my friends, and I used to be involved in a social network, you know, and going out with a bunch of people and hearing their dramas and traumas, And because of the clearings that I had, I really don't even want to deal with these people any longer. So, you know, you have to kind of realize what's happening as you're getting disconnected. And just know that it could be kind of maybe a sort of lonely walk. And I'm sure people listening will kind of agree with me. As you watch people out there doing stuff, and maybe people like Larry was saying, like relatives or something, doing things, and, you know, you don't want to get involved. And, you know, I'm sure that people, as it approaches, you know, the end of the year here, where we're having, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, I would think that some people, if they're thinking about seeing their relatives, it could give them a knot in their stomach. So just do some clearings, you know. And if it was a negative situation, or you think, oh, this person's going to be there, you know, because they always push my button. So do some clearings, and maybe when you go to that event or see those people, all of a sudden you might just say, wow, I beat it. They can talk all they want about me in a negative way, and I could care less. And that's what the clearings do. It puts you into peace, and it takes you out of their dramas. So if you are thinking of, you know, that event, you know, one of those days, you know, that comes up and it gives you like a rock in your stomach where you get agitated, et cetera, then, you know, do some emotional clearing, you know, at least get the unlimited for yourself if you haven't done it yet. And then also see what clearing might help you. It might be one other one. Remember, we have the half price special, you know. You do one and you get the next one for half price. That was $100 or more clearing. So kind of, you know, understand that. I think a lot of people do it for their, they do it for themselves, and they'll do it for, you know, somebody in their family, a family member, maybe their husband or wife or a boyfriend, girlfriend or something, so that you're on the kind of on the same page, so you're both being balanced out. And, you know, just kind of look at the issue, whatever it would be, that the person is trying to, or has brought you into, you know, last year, or maybe it's happened for every time you get together once a year, you know, on these family reunions, et cetera. So, you know, look at it and just see what you might need to clear out so you can go to it. And now, instead of having that one person wreck your whole day, you know, or a couple of days, you can now enjoy all the other family members. You know, maybe you got somebody who just doesn't like you. So, anyway. That's what I would kind of suggest doing, but it is a lonelier walk as you start getting out of emotion, and then you have to realize that you're peaceful. So if you're used to having your strings pulled and jerked all the time, being up and down on the roller coaster ride, then you may feel like maybe you kind of lost life here, because you might think, gee, I used to really enjoy living here because I'm being bounced back and forth all the time. But believe me, the peace, once you finally realize that, is so much more better than having the dramas and traumas and stuff going on in your life, because, you know, that's what everybody's used to doing. Like I say, if we did the mind to heart drop, everybody on the planet did it. And if they did it every hour, we would be in peace here instantly within probably, you know, half a week to a week. You know, get rid of religions and just do the mind to heart drop, and everybody would be peaceful. And, you know, just imagine what that would do to the planet here. You know, that's assuming that we're dealing with humans versus clones and aliens and shapeshifters and bodies. It could affect them somewhat too, but humans it will affect. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Manny is saying I've been crashing all my past events that are making me look, and that's what's making me look younger. So that's kind of interesting. That kind of ties in with what you're saying, Ron, because, you know, events, we usually have emotional charges on events throughout our lives. So that takes away a piece of us, really, because we get abducted and stuck on another timeline when we generate emotions. So Manny is... has found a solution for this. Do you have anything else to add to that, Ron, about timeline crashing events and how that brings us back to ourselves?
Yeah, that's what it does. So you get rid of those timelines that are causing a situation. Remember, you get replicated, and so when you get rid of the replication of you, then all of a sudden what you're dealing with could very likely be gone. So if you're new to the program, just realize that every 10 minutes, it's a different you here. And the you that was here before, the you that's listening right now, will say, had a condition, a problem. That gets transferred into the next replica. And so as you do timeline crashes, you're getting rid of all these replicas on those timelines of you. And as you keep doing it and you go past these 10-minute cycle, all of a sudden you start getting cleaned out. And eventually that situation leaves you. And, you know, I've had one person who was very dedicated to do a clearing on themselves. And I think they did about a couple thousand timeline crashes on a situation. They just kept running the clearing and running it and running it. And all of a sudden, at some point, you go, I'm free of this here. So if you are doing, thinking that, you know, like maybe 50 might work, well, do more. You know, do it until you can look at that issue and that situation and it's gone. So, you know, don't limit yourself. Don't cut yourself short as you think that you heard us talk on a show that you could do 20 and it's going to fix you. You know, you might need 50. You might need 100. You might need more. You might need to do a couple thousand of them. So, you know, definitely realize that these are going to help you. And that's kind of what how I would look at the clearings. It just depends how kind of ingrained they are in you and how many times you're being replicated. So, the more you do, the better it's going to be for you. That's about all I can tell you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and just a reminder that if you want to set a timeline crash clearing for when you're not at home, you can use a photograph of yourself in lieu of yourself being in the house, and you can just go down and check all the boxes. There are tons of them on that page. Check them all. And put in the instruction box that you'd like the light beings to crash, you know, however many timelines you want to do for over a period of a certain number of hours. So you could leave it running, say, when you went to work. Maybe you're going to be gone from the house 8 or 9 hours, and you'd like to be able to do your clearings while you're not there. That's a great way to do it. And you can just set the timer, just like we can on so many of Ron's clearings, for many, many, many hours to cover the time that you won't be there. So that's a really good way to get a lot more timeline crashing done than sitting there and changing the drop-down box every 15 minutes. And, Ron, I know you said we can do a timeline crash every 5 minutes if we wanted to. Is that still okay?
Yes, that's fine, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay,
so
good.
If it feels like it's too much for you, going too fast, and you may be getting dizzy, then, you know, you may want to, you know, go back to the original setting. So, you know, that's what I would say, just try it and see. But yeah, you can do it that way also. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So speaking of time, interesting question here from Susie. She's saying when she looks at a particular person, I guess that she knows, she's finding that time is slowing down and she's getting tunnel vision, and she's wondering if you know what that is all about.
I'm looking at that. Boy, I don't have an answer right now for you, but maybe on one of the next shows or something, I might be able to get something. Right now, I'm not... I just can't tune into it. You can see it, but I don't have an answer for you. Normally, I always have answers, but this one I don't. Must be something.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Next question. What causes people to be controlled by groups instead of their spirit?
Ah, that's the aliens. That's it. Mind control. Robotic programs. Do the media clearing. That's a good one to get out of some of that. It's kind of more with you. So just see what your habits are, what you're doing. You know, what are you connecting yourself to? How do you get the information? So all that is a way to do that. Normally the emotional clearing, you know, can help you out immensely, get rid of this stuff. But it depends what you're going through. And, how the energy is affecting you. But yeah, it's all alien. That's the common denominator here, unfortunately. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Thank you. So Michael is asking, are the Archon gods the same as aliens?
Oh, anything that's a god would be typically an alien, so I would say that would be correct, yes.
All right. Okay, next question. Excuse me. What is the best way to stop yourself from being abducted?
Find a heart drop is one way. And then get the things, you know, off of you. Do the clearings. Do the alien attack page. So that's probably what I would sort of suggest doing would be the alien attack page to get them off of you. Hope that helps.
Okay, and there's an abduction barcode also that you have.
That will help too.
Yeah, and just in case you are not familiar with Ron's website, where many of these clearings reside, it is creationlightship.com. And Ron has a bunch of free clearings on there so that you can sample those and feel the energies and see how the whole thing works. There's a Be Here Now clearing, a satellite timeline crash, the Earth Protect timeline crash, which we haven't talked about for ages, the Gray Skies timeline crash. There's a 2,000-year barcode removal, which is great to do first on yourself, but then everybody around you. And then the alien head implant removal, alien oxygen code removal, and the alien tracking barcode. So that's those last ones would be good ones to help with the issue of being abducted. The alien tracking barcode, I would think, would be a great one for that. Ron, what do you think?
Yeah, because that's put on you so they can find you. So that's your little T-shirt. I'm here with your barcode.
Yeah, your little beacon, your little flashing beacon.
Come and get a piece of me. I'm here.
Yeah.
So, basically, that's it. There's other clearings that can help if you're, you know, after you do those and, you know, you may need some more assistance, you know, then do the alien attack page. I think it's $10 a week or like 30 bucks for the month. And that's very extensive with all the clearings. So, we only got about 10 minutes left for the next program to come on, but we got a caller, I think. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, I think we do. Is somebody on the line?
Hi. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. This is Janice.
Hi, Janice. Your shoulder doing good?
Yes, it is. It's feeling better. I've been wanting to call in for a while now. I just got a chance to listen to an archive from last month about those clouds that were in the sky, the ones that kind of look like grapes and they fell, or, you know, they look like they're just falling grapes.
Oh, yeah, that was a really wild picture. I saw that one.
Yes. I'm wondering if Ron remembers it or not right now.
Yeah, I remember seeing those. That looked really bizarre to me, yeah. It was very strange.
The reason why I'm calling, Ron, is because, you know, there was a storm that came through that night, and I was out walking, and I had my gray skies up, and I had the Earth Protect up, so it didn't hit in my area very badly. You know, it just kind of like a lot of thunder rumbled through. But those I don't even know what they were. The little round bubbles were like forming everywhere coming down from the storm clouds. And they were just so bizarre. They were, you know, I ran home, I got my camera, but by the time I got back, the good pictures were gone already. But they were like in clusters, and they were covering the sky. There was like a great big V that was like in the middle of the clouds, and all these little balls were in this V, and it almost
great.
The V was like sideways, and they looked like teeth, you know, like they were lined up. It was just the strangest thing. And then I thought I heard on the archive that you mentioned that they were orbs. So if I was visually seeing them with my eyes and taking pictures of them, you know, did I get connected to those at all?
I don't think you did, no. It doesn't feel like they connected to you. It could have been a prototype energy coming in, you know, from the aliens to see what's happening. Since you live out there kind of in the Beyondo there, you know, in, you know, Minnesota, Wisconsin area, something like that, I think. If you, driving across country, have you ever felt, you know, like I've talked about this, where maybe there is a hidden city, rainforest on the surface here, and they just happen to put a tapestry in front of it of desolate, you know, ground, or, you know, bad-looking mountains, or like desert and, you know, barren things. And really, if you took the paper off, you know, you would see maybe a beautiful rainforest. Have you ever had that experience, or...
Well, you know, since I moved up here, I have seen things change over what my dog has been barking at out the front window. You know, I've seen, like, there's just something else going on, like, right by the road. And, you know, I can see things changing up. You know, I can see, like, the holograms coming in, you know, like they would, like, everything would shift and move up a little bit and then move down again. So I have seen things like that.
Actually seeing them. You're actually seeing them change the movie set for you, huh?
Yes, that's what it looks like. So, and one time it was just all these bright colors, and I looked, and then it was gone, and I'm like, well, no wonder, you know, if my dog is seeing all that going on, no wonder why she's sitting there barking all the time. I've seen the trees, you know, whole row of trees shift up and down before. But no, I remember you talking about that on just a previous show about, you know, something in the desert or something like that. But personally, no, I have not experienced that. But I have heard that here in Wisconsin we have like pyramids under some lakes around here, and like, you know, ancient cities and things. So I've heard about it, but I know personally, I just you know, either feel the blocks of energy as I'm driving through different timelines. But I do have another really quick testimonial, if I have a minute here, too.
Sure, yeah, go ahead, absolutely.
I know that Anne wanted me to, when I wrote in about doing the Alien to Light, and I do really appreciate your help, Ron, on what happened the other night to us with my dog attack, the alien attack that was in the dog. But I want to say, after I ran those clearings on everybody, about 2 weeks later, I heard from an old acquaintance, friend of mine, and it took like 2 weeks to clear all the alien energy out, you know, to get response and to have, you know, to have a correspondence come back again and, you know, a visit from this person. So I thought that was very, very interesting. Even though I'm still a little bit disconcerting of, you know, Larry's call earlier, how that was just so right on about what's happening, because, you know, you just kind of get drawn back into that drama of what happened in the past, and you don't want to be there. You definitely want to stay here in the now and not have some person, you know, draw you back into a bunch of drama. So I really appreciate Larry's call earlier today. That was pretty right on. But But it was interesting, though, after, you know, after clearing the alien energy out, how, you know, the person wanted to correspond again. So anyway, that's all I have to share for today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Janice. Thanks for calling. Okay, so I think we've got time for one more question, Ron. Let's see. This is an interesting one. I don't know if we've talked about this too much, except maybe in regards to the orbs in us. But the question is, do the alien parasitic life forms that you were talking about earlier and that you clear on the Sunday intensives, do they send mind control transmissions from within us?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Yeah, they could. Good, yeah. Okay. When I got the question, I'm seeing like a million of these things in people.
Oh, geez.
So you probably got a million transmissions. So I would tend to think the answer could be yes, but I think they're just living a life of their own inside of you. More than sending you information. They can, but I would tend to say that would probably be maybe a no. Externally, the ones you cannot see are the ones that are affecting you. I kind of, you know, get a joke at the people at the expos or you read books or get information and they talk about, oh, we saw this, alien here, a live one, and it was on. They got film footage and a picture of it, you know, and naturally they don't really look too human, although there are ones that do look human, but most of them look like a whole strange life form, and they look scary. So typically they are the ones that are doing it, but the ones that you don't see, you know, which are probably 99% of them, are the ones that are causing you the harm. So that's the problem that I have when I go to expos and talk about aliens. People think, oh, what about, you know, this one here or that one or the Pleiades? I got a picture of one here. You know, and all they have is maybe 10 or 20 pictures of aliens that they probably dug up on YouTube or on the net someplace, thinking that's all that there is out there. Man, that's like nothing. So the ones that are affecting you are the ones you can't see. The ones that you do see are probably more the ones that are here that are controlling the governments, etc. So that's why you're getting pictures of them. But the ones you don't see are the ones that are probably going to be doing the most harm to you. So the ones in you, I think, are just going along for a ride because they want to have a host. And, for whatever reason, they dislike the human body and they come inside of it and want to live their life inside of you. And eventually these things will actually kill you. So that's kind of it, you know. Have anything to add, Carrie?
No, I don't think so. I think that's about right, sums it up. But I guess the only thing I would add is that we're really lucky during this time period that we're in right now that the light ship is active here on this planet through Ron, and we have a way to get this stuff out of us. When that's not the case, everybody here has to just live with it with no solution. But right now that's not the case, so we're extremely fortunate to be living at this period of time, you know, in the build-up to ascension. Even though things are pretty grim on this planet, at least we do have a ticket out should we choose to take that. In fact, Ron, there's a question here from RD, kind of along that line of getting out of here, that I just want to get in real quick before we sign off tonight, and that's, if the light gets turned off at ascension, then how do we get found if we have light in us?
Oh, that's because you light up. Think of driving, having a car, driving on the road at, where there's no street lights, you know, you're there and lights are on, light will find you. If your car gets abducted, we'll say, and you're driving now in some parallel universe, parallel life, or a timeline somewhere else, and the light looks over here in this territory where the Earth used to be, and your light isn't on, it's not going to find you because you're lost. You're lost in space and lost on timeline and lost in darkness. So that's how it works. That's a good way of looking at it. So light just looks for light. And you got the light. So thank you, everybody. Got our next radio program coming up here shortly. You can go to the website on the top, and if you want to listen, you can click on it. And we'll see you later. So blessings, everybody. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks, everybody, for all your questions. Good night.
Night.